Welcome, everybody, to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. It has always been my desire to see everybody live a whole life in body, in soul, and in spirit. My name is Patty Valenzuela. I am the host. Welcome, everybody. I am excited to dive in this week and talk about maturity when it comes to our emotions. Emotional maturity is something that all of us have to strive for. Emotional immaturity is something that sometimes we carry and we don't really quite recognize that it's immature. This isn't an age thing. You could be 60 years old and still be emotionally immature. We never learn to develop maturity when it comes to our emotions. There is something called emotional maturity. We can actually mature in our emotions. And as we navigate through seasons in our lives and as we navigate through situations that have been difficult in our lives, we have to know how to mature in our emotions. And what does that look like? Does that mean that we don't have any? Does it mean that we just ignore them? Oftentimes, when it comes to the spiritual realm, right? When, if we grow up or if we are in the faith community, we've been told not to be led by them. And it's important for us to really dive in because we have them. We can't ignore them. But something that's so needed nowadays is emotional maturity. That's why there's so many conflicts in relationships and family, because we have not grown up when it comes to our emotions. We either hide or we overreact and we really don't have a healthy response. We struggle to express them in a healthy way. But if we start to understand it in terms of how do I grow up? How do I mature? How do I regulate these emotions in a healthy way? And it doesn't mean that I don't have them. Things like anger, emotions that are very real. Do I dismiss that? Do I, you know, what do I do with these emotions? An immature emotion is really seen in the way we respond and the way we react. We could lash out and we respond in an immature way. Immature emotions or emotional immaturity is really several things. When you think of the maturity emotionally in our lives, it's really a high and appropriate level of emotional control and expression. In other words, I can control it and I can express it in an appropriate level, in an appropriate way. So really the definition of emotional maturity is a high and appropriate level of emotional control and expression. So I can control it. It doesn't overtake me. It doesn't have a grip on me to the point where I start to respond and react in a way that's going to lead me to an immature response. Now, everybody has emotions. And we all have to learn how to regulate these emotions. We are in control. And I think that's where all of us, it really gets us because that's where we falter, I think all of us, because we don't quite understand that we are really in control. We are in control. We can command these emotions. So oftentimes we feel that the emotion is just commanding us or that it's just overtaking us or I have no control over this. Like I have no control over this anger. I have no control over this depression. I have no control over this sadness. And we just allow it to overtake us and we don't know how to navigate through it, right? Oftentimes it's so much easier to just pick up a pill and we want a quick fix. But emotional maturity is a really high level, an appropriate level of emotional control and an emotional expression. Think about that. A high level and an appropriate level. It's appropriate of emotional control and expression. And I'm not hiding it. I'm regulating it. I'm not suppressing it anymore. I'm taking charge. I'm controlling it. I'm responding in a healthy way. When I'm angry, when I'm frustrated, when I'm hurt, when I'm sad, when these emotions want to take over, I'm not allowing them anymore to control me. Now, I didn't say you don't have them. I said they don't control you anymore. That's emotional maturity. You are now expressing it in an appropriate way, in an appropriate level, in a high level. That's not overtaking you. This emotion doesn't have control over you. I'm going to say that again. You are in control. And oftentimes immaturity is there because we have this lack of control over that emotion. Let's say you have a thought leads you to an emotion, and then you start going down, 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 right? This rabbit hole, you start going downward spiral. Well, you let that emotion control you. But I want to remind you in this podcast that you have control over your emotions. You have control over the expression of those emotions. You have control. You're still in control of that. They don't have to govern. They don't have to control your reactions. They don't have to control your actions. And they don't have to control your responses. They don't have to control your decision making. Just because you feel something doesn't mean you're going to act on it. For example, I can feel like quitting, but that doesn't mean I'm going to quit. So emotional maturity is really taking grip on that emotion, regulating it correctly. So that would be our first step. How am I regulating it? Am I regulating my emotions in an appropriate way? What do I mean by that? Well, those of us that have a spiritual walk, we can regulate it in God's presence. We can regulate it in prayer. We can be honest with ourselves and we can bring it before a God and express to Him how we feel with no shame and with no guilt, but rather expressing it like a daughter would to a loving father, like a son would to a loving dad. And you express that emotion and He will help you. And when we don't have a spiritual walk, I encourage you to have one because it's there. We can really process these emotions in a very healthy way because sometimes it's really beyond us, right? There's some things in our lives that are just beyond us. They're out of our control. We need a higher power. We need a God to step in and help us in certain situations, right? And sometimes those situations can cause certain thoughts, which lead us to certain emotions, and we can really get out of our control. But when we have something that is higher, bigger, mightier than us, and we have that faith in us, right, it could really help us move and process and really bring us to a place that we can really process these emotions correctly. Otherwise, you know, we're just self-centered, or, you know, we self-existent, and really, that's really hard to do. Honestly, I think, personally speaking, when we start to understand that we're body, soul, and spirit, and the spiritual component is connected to our soul, then it helps us maneuver that a little bit better. So number one, you've got to learn how to regulate it. How are you regulating these emotions when you feel them rise? Do you just suppress them, ignore them? Like, I'm not supposed to feel this way. Or are you actually expressing it, right? Regulating it in a healthy way. Think of the word regulation. How are you regulating those emotions? And this, of course, thinking in terms of emotional maturity. And then the second thing is, once you've regulated, how are you expressing it? Do you find yourself in a cycle of expression where you just keep expressing the same emotion always, constantly? You feel angry and then it just leads you in this cycle, and you're just in a cycle, and that emotion keeps leading you to a response, which leads you to a reaction, which leads you to an action, and it leads you to a decision, and you're in a cycle emotionally. Well, this podcast is really to challenge you to start to grow up and mature emotionally. And what does that mean? It means to have a high and appropriate level of emotional control and expression. Do you get angry and then you just lash out, start saying things that you shouldn't say? And it's just a cycle. Well, I want to challenge you. Don't speak from the emotion, but speak on behalf of it. And this is going to lead you to a maturity. Now, emotional immaturity, let me leave you with this definition, is a tendency to express emotions without restraint or disproportionally. You are not expressing the emotion. You're expressing it, rather. And you have this tendency that when the emotion rises, right, you start to now express it without any restraint, without any control. And I want to leave you thinking about this. You do have control. The anger does not have to have control over you. You can restrain it. You know, it's like taming, right? A wild horse. There's some of these emotions that have just gotten us in a cycle. They've got us stuck in immaturity. And it's important for us to look within. And this week, I want to challenge you. What areas in your life, emotionally speaking, are immature and they're leading you to react, to express it that inappropriately? It's disproportionately. It's without restraint. You just express it. You just say it. Well, I just say it like it is. Well, that's not wise either, right? That can get us in a lot of trouble. We can hurt others that way. Emotional immaturity is to be able to express your emotions with restraint, okay? Emotional immaturity is to express your emotions, I should say, without restraint. There's no restraint to you. Emotional maturity is to express the emotion with restraint, right? In an appropriate way, with wisdom. You have control over those things. What does that look like? Well, we're going to dive in these next few podcasts to express some of those emotions. I'll probably bring some people on. You know, how are we expressing anger? I'd love to know your feedback. I would love to hear, how do you express your emotions? I want you to think about that. How are you expressing sadness? How long does it linger? How long does it last? Again, the goal for us in this podcast, in these next few segments, is to grow up and mature emotionally. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. If this has been a blessing to you, if this has really helped you become whole and in your mental health journey, please leave us a review and subscribe. Thank you. We'll see you guys next time.